Lecture topic, Salah in the Life of a Believer.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Musa alayhi salam. He was born with a where he went to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was his first speech with Allah. When someone caught it the first time, it's obvious that first speech was something very important. Very important. And that person who's calling is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is calling you then. What is better than that? What is greater than that? So when he was called, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, and whatever he commands you at that time is most precious. It's the first meeting, and the meeting full of inspiration, tajalli is all the time. What kind of tajalli that's going to be? What kind of speech that's going to be? What kind of conversation that is with Allah Ta'ala? He only knows that who went through that. He only knows that who was experienced that. Maybe he did not want to stop talking to. The Quran says, Allah asked him, what is in your hand? Instead of just saying, I have a stick. They are talking more than that. Because he wants to talk with him more. When the love is there, he wants to talk with Allah Ta'ala more. I wish you understand what I'm trying to talk about. Because when a person reads the Quran, he is talking to who? Allah Ta'ala. But we are lazy, we don't want to read the Quran. We have the time, if you only know that when you open the Quran to read, if you only know you're speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't stop reading. You'll continue reading because the love is not there, the love is strong, the relationship becomes strong, that the Quran, then you'll be carry on talking to him as much as possible, you don't want to stop anymore. So until that love becomes strong in you, like how Musa alayhi salam, he could have just said, I'm going to steal, but he wants to talk more. Because he knows what is waiting for him, he knows what he's experienced. And that was his miraj. Musa alayhi salam, miraj. So when a person gets the taste of it, you know, taste, one Buzruk, his brother, told him that, you know, I try everything to do good things. I try just like what you do. But you're getting everything and I'm not getting anything. So what his brother said, he said, you trust, you test Allah. I trust Allah. You test Allah, I trust Allah. That trust that we're supposed to have, we haven't got that. If you had that trust on him, then you see how he'll be with you. So Musa alayhi salam was speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And that's how we're so close to him. And the first meeting for anyone, with anyone is something that is something to talk about. That is the first meeting. If you meet one Buzruk now for the first time, and that Buzruk is a very important Buzruk, Aki Idhobe. Here also. So how important that command will be, that whatever he commanded at that time. Whatever he commanded at that time, how important it is. And that the one he gave me to make salah. To make salah. Just imagine Muslim to make salah. If you only know what this salah is, you will make sure that you need more salah. But because you don't know what salah is all about. And then if you look at it, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, His Miraj took place also. And he was Miraj was even above the Asmans. Not Asman, above the Asmans. Close. And whatever spoke there, we all know this much, that the only thing Allah Ta'ala gave that time was his spoke, he spoke. Fasara. At that time, there was no such thing as zakat, hajj, fasting. That all took place in Madina Sharif. This was their salah, first thing, to show the importance of this is what I want my ummah to do. And if you and I know the importance of what Rasulullah experienced there with Allah Ta'ala, and if you know how to read namaz, you will experience the namaz also. If you know how to read namaz, how namaz is supposed to be read, then you will experience the same thing. I'm not saying Mahajjad said, I'm just repeating what Mahajjad said. And once you get the taste of that, then the time comes when you are forced to close yourself, make salam. You don't want to make salam also. You don't make salam. Only those people who experience those things, they know what we're talking about. Then you don't want to make salam at all. But it's my hukum that you must make salam. So I'm making salam. To go into sajda also, I don't wake up from sajda because the person in the hadith mentioned, the Quran also said, that person is most closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. Most closest. The Quran also mentioned. Now, if you and I have not experienced anything, the most part is that. That very great Buzruk, when he should go into sajda, he said, Allah ne humse pyar karte. Now you can imagine what kind of namaz that will be. So if a person only knows this salah, namaz is so important that one's life has to be revolving in salah all the time. Why do you think they say, Nabi Karim says that seven people will not be on the day of Qiyamah? They will be given place in the shade of Allah. When there's no shade beside Allah's shade, one of them is that person's heart is toward the masjid. He should speak in a bazaar, but his heart is in a masjid. Sad to say today, leave the bazaars, our hearts in the masjid, in the bazaars. Our hearts, in the masjid, in the bazaar it is. Then what will you get there? You want Allah to help you. They told us how to make namaz too. They say, when you say Allahu Akbar, you must say that you threw the world away from you. Dunya say, bilkul. And Allah, when you do not do that, the better. Otherwise, the effect of namaz in the salat al-tanhan al-fahshai wal-munkar, the salah will keep away from all evil acts in the class. Alhamdulillah, you notice that that person will be salah and go out. When he goes out, because he makes salah, a little bit of shyness will come into him. He'll go outside, his eyes go to a woman, he'll turn it quickly. A little bit of effect will be there. But it's not going to be that strong. He can become paid very quickly. But when you become very strong, when you become to read namaz in the way how you support the namaz, everything, then when you go out, Allah's madad comes so strong in you that you turn away from him. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, when he had the servant working for him, the woman, he thought there was a wall there. The wall. That condition will come into you too when you walk outside, you see the most beautiful woman, you just walk away into the wall, you're passing a wall. You're like you're walking a wall, no effect at all. That was you call second nature. You know second nature. Then get second. Your second nature. You walk in, like you know when you wear clothing. Second nature is this month that you put the right first and then left. You take the left upward and then right. Everything is second nature now. You go to toilet, you don't have to think about the left, the right leg, everything or how what happened here now. That was called Tebiyat ko Aadat ko Ibadat bana dena. Aadat ko Ibadat. Your whole habit becomes Ibadat. Everything. No one has to remind you to. And Khuda na kare Allah forbid, if by mistake you made anything, it comes right straight away. Mind's way. Kya ho gaya? Just straight away. What happened there? And you will put it right straight away too. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just imagine. What closeness he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he commanded him this thing. The salah. Now you can I ask this question to ourselves. How much we are important with salah with us? Tell me. Allah is Razak. You know Razak. Allah is a giver, provider. Everything he is. He is the cure of everything. Why is it that the time of salah, when the time comes, your business is on, your time of salah comes, did you think like that, Marazak Allah? He is giving me. I must keep him happy. Hadith mentioned that when you make salah, you think it's the last salah. You don't know whether you have another opportunity. Now, when you don't know whether you have another opportunity, you have to take namaz and make it. It's my last salah, this is. I don't know the opportunity. So the thing is this, but the delay is from our side, not from our side. Delay from our side. If we can only come back to and try to improve on our salah, only salah, nothing else. You got everything. You got everything. You know, once one person, and one thing, when you make salah, you did some wonders. You have to make so much shukr to Allah, Ya Allah, so many people outside, you brought me namaste. How much you must thank Allah, Ya Allah, there's so many people outside, they have never come inside, they didn't see the food. Like in Makkah Sharif, I get very hurt when I hear certain people, they've been there for 1 year, they haven't been to Kaaba before. Sure. They even tell you they haven't been to Kaaba for 20 years. It's so sad to hear that. So likewise, there's so many people outside here who have never come to the masjid. Allah brought you. How much of thanks made for that? Shukr must make all the time. Oh Allah, you brought me here. Oh Allah, you brought me. I cannot come here. And don't ever even think a bit of God that you know you are someone. And then we know you are. Your namaz is something like a person told us the Thani Rahmatullah. Was as a Thani Rahmatullah told a sick person, namaz is very important. No matter a person dying to his mid namaz, a person getting drowned, he must make salah that time. Salah time makes salah. So the one sick person was very sick. So he told us the Thani Rahmatullah, I know my clothing get dirty, it was a how can I lead namaz? So other people, look, you are sick and all that is beyond your control, just make namaz that way. Look how Islam is, huh? Look how Islam is. If we make it difficult, your business, but Allah makes it so easy. The man is so sick, he can't get the thing, but the time you know you make that, but the same condition, your clothing not telling him to make namaz just like that. Then he complained, Hazrat, you know, I'm sick and I can't read and all. Said, don't read in your heart at least. He went on to say something, he said, okay, now I think lie down and read. Lie down and read. So don't leave your salah. Lie down and read. And they are saying, I can't read that also. So in every way, Hazrat told him, that in that condition you are in, whatever condition, but you are not prepared to accept it. He said, how can I be namaz in that condition? What kind of namaz that is? When a person brings his own opinion, this is what happens. When you bring your own opinion, on that was the Thani Rahman said, what is talking about namaz? Our namaz, if you look at it, our namaz. Every namaz of ours, no matter how perfect you are, is not according to Allah Ta'ala's expectation. Allah Ta'ala's azmat is so great. His azmat is so great that you can't even not say, Ya Allah, I brought somebody in front of you. Allah. You can't bring tawheed in front of you too. Bhai Gustami Rahmatullah Ali, you know, when you're in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah asks you, what you got? Ya Allah, got tawheed. Straight when you got caught. Wakal niya waan se, achcha, dhul ki raat bhul gaya. The night when you got the stomach ache, you told the milk caused it. Waah, kahan hai tawheed abhi? Tawheed bin Allah, you caused it. So instead, what are you talking about tawheed? You got tawheed. And yet they forgot the night of the milk. When the time you had a stomach ache or whatever it was, say, Hazrat, the milk caused it. Can't pakar jaan foran. The more clear, no nearer you become to Allah Ta'ala, the more closer you become to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala catch you very quickly. But if Father Allah Ta'ala, Allah give you break, chalo, vendo loon, kuch ho roon. Abhi tak pahuncha nahi. But when a person reaches a stage that every moment Allah catches him, every moment, no, he must be caught now straight away. When Muhammad kisses the ho jaati hai nahi, tere Muhammad ki baat chhodo main. When you get that Muhammad with someone, when Allah tells the Muhammad, everything is. That's why the greatest thing in Muhammad, you know, Midnati is the target, that what you call a magnet. That magnet between you and Allah become very strong. So this is what it is, that no one must not think high and mighty of namaz. You know, I read namaz today. So one person told us, the Thani Rahman, Hazrat, my previous actions or condition was very good, but this present condition is very bad. Very bad. So Hazrat Thani Rahman told him that, I'm surprised at you. Your previous action, according to me, is worse than this action of ours. You say your previous action was very good, and you saying the present action is very bad. According to me, your present action is better than the first one. So why is that? It's because the first one brought pride in you, and the second one brought what is in you. Humility. Me kuch nahi. I didn't do anything. Me kuch nahi. I didn't do anything. Once a person begins to think he does everything good and say, Yalla, I did nothing, then that is something. And a person did everything and did something, that is nothing. So just imagine the Thani Rahman, how he puts in them and tell him that the biggest dawlat you got in you now is the condition of your that God is in you. But in you, the condition of humility, humbleness. In other words, I cannot think one ibadat of any kind at all. I cannot think of namaz. Once a person when he makes namaz, aaj main namaz pad li, aaj main namaz pad li, wo namaz nahi hai wo. Kyunki apne aap ko samajhte hai. You're taking yourself with someone. But today, namaz mein kya ho gaya? I don't know what I did. You try to label this, never mind, through his puzzle, etc. You have more now is, Ya Allah, you present with me after that. Not my actions. That buzuk had one rakat in one Quran in one rakat, and next rakat in another Quran, he said, Ya Allah, I'm going to kush nahi para. One Quran in that. Teaching us a very great lesson, that don't ever think you have done something, you have done nothing. Maine kush kiya aaj, I did this thing here, I did this thing here, I hai ne, oh, Fir'aun ye tha. The man must not at any time think high and mighty of his actions. Because his actions can never be according to Allah Ta'ala's expectation. Allah Ta'ala is very azmat is so great that not, no cost you can compare yourself with Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, is through your mercy. Even Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I will go to Jannah to the mercy of Allah. And yet you know that he was the greatest of the greatest. You know how close he was, and in the past and present, all his sins are maaf, forgiven. He didn't commit any sin, I'm just trying to tell you. But yet he's been given this thing that you have to tell, oh Fatima, you have to fight for yourself. You fight for yourself. I myself. And we all know that on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah will be waiting when the Ummah will come to him and ask him for help. He at that time will be fearing Allah. Although he will be given the opportunity of making Shafa'at. Do you know something, my dear friend? There's a point came to note. When Adhan takes place, very few of us show respect to Adhan. Sorry to say that. First of all, in the masjid, not supposed to talk of business. It's not a place of business. And anyone talk of business in the masjid, you must know there will be no barakat in it. And if you have the thing, you must just straightway stop. It won't. If a small person stops you too, you must accept it. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi once in a masjid, one person began to talk about business. One student came to Hazrat, kya ye baat theek hai? And immediately say, yeah, bilkul sahi hai, we're not supposed to. And today, everywhere you find our bazaar, Muslim and the Muslim, Muslims have become bazaars now. Our Muslims have become bazaars. You only talk about business, nothing else. Then how you expect Allah to give Muslim? Where the masjid is supposed to become more close and dear to Allah. Allah. So our namaz is nothing to shout about. Like Mulli Rum Rahmatullah Ali said a nice thing, he gave nice insult. In one place, you know, famine took place. No water, nothing. No water. Listen to this very carefully. What a nice example he showed us. So the wife said, you know, we are suffering here now. You have to say, go to the king and ask for help there. But you have to take some gift from there. Take one gift at least. Take one gift. Impress the king like this. So what I've got? I've got nothing, yeah? Oh, yeah, we've got water here, water. So make sure you take this water nicely and present to the king. I'm very happy. Now you've got the water ready. That two rakat namaz, the wife will read two rakat namaz, salamun, Allah ta'ala must be salam. But there's no car that time. You have to walk and go. She's making dua, yeah, that person being salamun, then walking. How many days went by? If so many days went by, when leave the king, ask permission to go, he can himself. Now, there's so many days of water, what will happen to water? He's finished. You can't drain that water. He went there and there was permission to come and say, king calling, come and say. Those kings were ajeeb, huh? Allahu Akbar. They were kings of Allahu Akbar. That's why they were so successful. They were so successful because came in, Islam alaikum, brought water in. Oh, mashallah. The moment the king opened this, that, oh. But he never showed him his face to him. You must have touched it, tasted it, closed his ears. Keep it nicely. Keep it nicely. And then he says, well, he came with the intention, I'm going to get something. He brought the body could bring. So king gave him the thing that, I shall give him something, give him gifts and all. And telling, but tell him, go, take him walking, make him walk through our sea, our river, the beautiful river full of water. So now we're walking over the river, say, Ya Allah, what did I do? This is real water here now. And I've got wrong water. So Imam Rumi Rahmatullah said, this is our namaz like that it is. Our namaz, the presentation of Allah Ta'ala is namaz like this. Of course, age is contaminated. Nothing, all wrong. Everything wrong in our namaz. It's through His mercy He accepted it. So there's no such thing to show off about. This man got a good condition about this condition. There's not such thing that my condition not good. That is why again I'm mentioning that one of the Rashid Mungoy Rahmatullah Ali, When Hazrat Tanya Hazrat Allah was a condition, so Hazrat leave all the conditions, because they don't talk of conditions. But they spoke one thing, said Hazrat, Alhamdulillah. Gunaos and nafrat for deen sirat. If you got that, you got everything. So don't think high and mighty of namaz, don't think high of it. More important this madhya. That as far as possible, Allah Ta'ala allows us to read namaz, read in the correct way. Do not run away from namaz. Perform the salah, but correctly. Don't steal in namaz. Don't come like the first to come and the last to come and first to go away from the masjid. Last person to come, and you miss your takbir, you don't even worry about it. Many people who are a jamaat, they're busy talking in a wuzu khana, I don't know what, but the jamaat finishes their book. No concern at all. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever you go to any difficulties, you say, oh, Al Bilal, comfort me with salah, comfort me with salah. That means the greatest comfort for a person going through any kind of difficulties is salah. If you only read salah, only feels a little bit comfortable. Lekin, you must have that yaqeen also. If you have that yaqeen, then you see how quickly Allah tells you. Namaz is something that no one must tell you about. That's why the first person will go and leave this world, Allah will question you in salah. Your child to an age of 7, you have to start making salah. He has to read salah at the age of 7, 6 and 7. He does not even know how to read namaz. He comes to the mosque and play fool also. But no, he must still come to the masjid. Whatever it is, the hikmat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knows what is good for us. He is our true mentor. We got our sheikhs, alhamdulillah, who will follow the same tariqah of Rasulullah. How many of us today you notice that, you know, when the masjid al-Qasra comes early, how many of us bring about 5-7 years chat to the masjid? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. The mother is feeling pity, the father is feeling pity, for what that pityness will not bring any good to the child. Because you have pity for him, then Allah Ta'ala has most pity for the child. Allah Ta'ala has most pity for the child. But when the child is age of 10, 11, 12, he did not eat namaz, then after that you fighting with the child in namaz, then whose fault is that? You see, so many people bring the small children in the masjid. As the time goes, they are the same child, no matter what they become. But because they're so punctual salah, they'll continue coming to namaz all the time. Coming naturally. So namaz is something. Nabi Karim said, I want to go and burn those houses. It's because the people, baby, children, all the warnings he gives are that I will burn the house, but people don't wish masjid to salah. And Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi gave what an easy thing for us. See, when you go to the masjid, think you're making ziyarat Allah Ta'ala. If only you got that, I think you're making ziyarat Allah Ta'ala. You know how you go to the masjid? You know what respect you go with? You forget all your filth, you know, like a lot of people, right till the masjid, they come, they look at the stand for, you know, what was the scene there. But when they look out and come home, they make wudu and come, every step they're making, while they're going, they're only thinking, I want to meet Allah Ta'ala. What kind of heart is there? So namaz is the greatest ibadah. And something to remember, that remember if you got qaza namaz, fulfill it. Don't think Allah won't test it. Start reading your qaza namazes. Many, alhamdulillah, many people have started reading qaza namaz of years and have completed it. You make an effort, Allah will help you. And Allah forbid if a person starts making his qaza namazes and in the interim he passes away, the barakat of Allah says, you started, I'll forgive you. Allah to speak, but start. After every namaz, the easiest way after every namaz, read one qaza namaz. And there's a way of making namaz too. You can't say, Ya Allah, I'm reading qaza namaz. Allah says, what's the qaza namaz reading? Which qaza? So you have to mention which qaza you're reading. Everything you mention. But my dear friends, start reading. The barakat of the namaz, inshallah, Allah open all the doors. That's not true. Our intention will never be for anything of the world. Our intention, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, my farz that I must fulfill. Then Allah Ta'ala will make it very easy for you to go. Islah is very important. Islah in this is, make your salah in the way how it's supposed to be salah. You see that in barakat ha'afi. Inna salata tanha al fahsha'i wal munkar. Allah Ta'ala amal kumbhika fi masalah wa ta'ala. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم إنا عبدك وشكرك حسن الله اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وبالإسلام اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم نسألك العافية والمعافاة والعافية الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة الفوز بالجنة والنجاة ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا برحمته.